You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. Christian, welcome to the AW360 podcast. It's my pleasure to have you on today. This is going to be a good one.
Thank you so much, Richard, for having me.
So, for some background, for anybody who may not know who you are CEO and co-founder of Beyond Ordinary Events, which is, without a doubt, my favorite thing I've got to say this past month, because what a great way to name your organization.
Thank you so much.
There's no question what you do, you know, that you've left nothing to the imagination other than, well, I want to see what's beyond ordinary about these events. You have an event coming up called Possible. Tell us about Possible and what it's all about.
Thank you. Yeah, it was both names, the company name, which is Beyond Ordinary, as you said, but also the event's name, Possible. We wanted to be not just creative, but also, you know, wanted to make a statement. And obviously it was possible, you know, I see, you know, many, many posts and communication out there in the market, you know, they're using our name to make things possible, you know, and to bring more attention to this event, which should create a lot of possibilities. That's the idea. And, you know, the way how we set this up last year, as you may remember, it was the first edition last year for the first time. And, you know, we want to do a lot of things differently. Yes, it's a conference, but it's more than that. It's an immersive experience with a lot of partners doing activations, doing exhibitions and being involved in so many different ways. It's a size of an event which I couldn't see before in this industry. You know, normally you have these mass events with a couple of 10,000 people or the very targeted small boutique events with maybe 200-300 people. But there was nothing in between, you know, targeting the whole industry. And this is all about Possible, to bring the entire marketing world together, whether brands, platforms, tech solution providers, agencies, consultancies, and independent people and companies working here, as well as startups. And this is, you know, how we approached this and started this last year.
Possible takes place in April 15th through 17th this year, in Miami. Tell me, what is it about Miami? To me, I'm Pacific Northwest based, so you know, the idea of Miami in April is fantastic. But that aside, what is it about Miami that's attractive, do you think, to this particular industry that we're in?
Yeah. First of all, we've learned that, you know, not just many industry colleagues moved to Miami or in Florida in general in recent years, but Miami itself, it's such a, you know, open-minded city. I'm talking about Miami Beach now in specific. It has, you know, a very international community. It is, well, you know, well connected to the world, which is important within the U.S., but also beyond that. And it provides us with opportunities to do it also to execute this event in a different way. You know, Possible happens inside as well as outside. It has, as mentioned before, an exhibition and activation space outside. It has a lot of activities inside. And it provides a lot of, you know, side event opportunities. So we create an ecosystem around Possible itself. And, you know, also going into the second year, in April, we are extending already into a third day. So from 2 to 3 days, that, you know, there are a lot of logistic requirements. There are a lot of connectivity requirements. There are a lot of culture requirements. And Miami is the perfect spot for us to connect marketing with technology as well as with culture. And that was one of the most obvious reasons why we are decided for Miami.
You know, this idea of an event ecosystem is fascinating to me. And, you know, you mentioned brands, technology, digital media, culture, all of those. How do you go about best balancing representation from each of those groups? Because, you know, some of them are very much intertwined with one another, and then there's some who aren't really at all. And if you're, you know, really putting the whole industry together, that's got to be kind of a balancing act, I would think.
You're 100% right. in many cases, you know, I see other events failing here or not being able to bring everybody together and the right, you know, composition here. What should I say? It has a lot to do with your own network. You know, those people you're reaching out to, you're still connected to convince them to come and see the benefits being there and spending your time, which is very valuable these days, more than ever before. It's about, convincing them what you do in terms of programming and that you're not focused on just one part of the marketing content world, let's say. It is the opportunity to do business as well, not just bringing people together and leave it with them how to organize their stay. It has a lot to do with curation beforehand and during the event. Curation on stage, but also curation being in touch with more or less everybody who comes and guide them through, you know, through the whole program and give them the opportunities in so many different ways, because expectations are far more diverse than ever before. And this is the biggest challenge. And obviously, we do it slightly different than most of the other events.
Let's talk a little bit about the stages. So you're going to feature a slew of people, you know, CMOs, CEOs, influencers. Yeah. Much like the last question, how do you achieve a balance there? You know, a lot of times in some of these events, people go and are really interested to learn, whereas some people, right, depending upon where their level is, they're more interested in sort of the celebrity side. How do, right, you cater to all those groups?
Yeah. I would say in general, we have a very senior audience, which is a growing audience, but very senior in average. So you have to come up with very visionary talks, conversations to attract this audience. On the other hand, we spend a lot of time with our team to not just ask companies, brands, leaders, you know, to be on stage and then more or less let it happen. We dig into every single session and go into details. We do briefings for every single session. You know, we have five stages in total. We will have more than 200 sessions, you know, whether it's a keynote here or a one-to-one fireside chat here or a panel here. And it just requires more efforts, more time, more resources to do this. But the outcome is different. And also how to approach topics that we, for example, say, let's start, in most of the cases, let's start with a consumer perspective first before we tell our audience, you know, what the consequences are for our industry. So there are a lot of things you need to look into this differently than just having a great lineup with exceptional speakers and names, but then, you know, just let it happen. I think this doesn't go, far enough, and this is how we try to provide another outcome, another quality of outcomes.
When it comes to the topics and things that you expect people will be talking about, I mean, you know, you're clearly very hands-on with all of this. What do you think the hot topics at Possible will be this year?
Well, I don't think that I can imagine that I can mention any new topics nobody heard before. Of course, it is a lot of technology driven and first and foremost, it's about AI, which means that we have a bunch of sessions, you know, with different perspectives on how to kick this off and how to provide learnings out of this. On the other hand, we know that retail media has a big moment in our industry. There are now all players in the market. They all come, by the way, they're partnering with us, but they all also send their speakers on stages. This will be another big topic. It is, as I said before, the connectivity between tech, marketing, but also culture. So we will have a lot of culture topics being represented on various stages and various formats, whether, you know, starting from sustainability topics to, diversity, equality topics, but also consumer behavior, mental health topics. That all comes together. And the variety of topics is one thing. But I would say these three, four areas, you know, will take a lot of time on our stages this year.
And when it comes to what Christian will be watching on site at Possible, is there anybody you're really looking forward to that maybe you haven't seen speak before?
There are definitely speakers I haven't seen before. at least not live on stage. So as you can imagine, my role is, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, a bit different, that I will, you know, I will be on the floor all day long. I will be in touch and I want to be in touch with all our partners, with all our guests. So if I look back last year, I think I was able to watch three or four different sessions in total. I think that will be similar this year. But I try to make some of these happen. And, you know, look onto our website with all the speaker lineup. There are so many outstanding speakers, you know, where I would expect a lot of great outcomes and great discussions. But unfortunately, I won't see many of those, at least not live. I have to look, I have to watch all the videos afterwards.
Absolutely. Let's take a step outside, away from the stages for a bit.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on. You know, you have an outside activation area. You have meeting spaces. You have a yacht club. I mean, it sounds very different from a lot of the types of events that you would typically see here stateside. What brought all of this together, and what sorts of things do your attendees enjoy just based on data from last year?
Yeah. I think I've slightly mentioned this before. You know, expectations are far more diverse than ever before, you know, and I'm looking now back for the last 10, 15 years when you go to events. Senior leaders, you know, they're spending less time going to events. You know, they're more careful where to go and spend their time. And this, you know, that requires you have to do it differently. And therefore, some partners are looking for, you know, meeting space, first and foremost. Others are looking for, presenting areas, you know, to do some demonstrations and similar things. Others would like to have, you know, a meeting space, covered from the public. And it goes on like this. So that's the reason why we come up with, I think, the broadest variety of opportunities for our partners, whether it's, you know, cabanas in the outside areas, custom built spaces, meeting rooms. You mentioned the yacht club, which is also kind of, you know, presentation and meeting area, but in a different environment. We have table talks. We're going to introduce table talks, which connects marketers and our partners in a very dedicated, on a very dedicated topic. We are introducing a hosted meeting program, which connects very targeted, in the best targeted way you can imagine, marketers, brand marketers, with our partners, solution providers, and tech companies. We have a lot of social events going on during Possible and the day before and the day after. We are adding a very special show program, human to human, on Thursday morning, the morning after Possible, where a lot of people will stay, especially for thought leaders. So you see a lot different formats and activities, because this is today's requirement. If you ask 10 different partners or attendees, you get 10 different opinions what to expect. And if you launch something new, which we did, then you have to take this into consideration. You cannot just do it as it was before and being just a copycat from one of the other events which already exist.
It sounds amazing. I'm excited to see how this all unfolds. Let's go back a little bit. You have had a career in events for quite some time. Tell me, what are the learnings that you took from the other events that you've worked with and brought to Possible and, by extension, you know, Beyond Ordinary?
Yeah. Well, I think there's the one learning which stands out, which is, I worked in the industry on the marketing and sales side and then started in the event business a long time ago. And at the very beginning, I wasn't aware of this, but then it turned out, and this is how we looked into this from the very beginning on, you cannot just do what you did the year before. You have to rethink and review every single piece, whatever it means, whether it comes down to content, whether it comes down to stage production and presentation, whether it comes down to the way how you are involve your partners, how do you run, you know, the amount and the type of social events around. Every single piece you bring together needs to be reviewed every year from scratch on. It is like doing it from start on again every year.
Amazing. Well, where can people find out more about Possible and register to attend?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good advice, because time now. It's 3 weeks to go. Go to possibleevent.com. There you will find all the information, what we talked about here today. And of course, you can register. It's still time to do it, you know, but I would expect do it now. Secure your spot. I hope I see you all there in 3 weeks' time in Miami Beach.
Excellent. Well, Christian, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. This is great. And best of luck to you with Possible now and, you know, obviously future iterations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.